The tunnel that would normally contain those overflows of untreated sewer and street runoff is part of a massive three-phase project designed to meet the federal Clean Water Act. Jamie Sammons is a spokeswoman for the Narragansett Bay Commission, which is overseeing the project. Sammons says closing the tunnel is necessary to connect it to the next part of the project.
Now is the time to connect some of the work that we've done in Phase 2, the pipeline along the Wenasquatucket River. It's time to connect that to the Phase 1 tunnel. So in order to protect the workers and to protect the infrastructure, we have to make sure that there's no flow in the tunnel when we make that connection.
The tunnel will be offline for up to 4 weeks. During this period, the DEM will use old and more conservative criteria for shellfish closures for Upper Narragansett Bay in order to protect people's health. Ambar Espinosa, Rhode Island Public Radio.